Hi guys, and welcome back to another Love Ints episode. In today's video, it's a big one. Love Ints have released the new Lush 4. There is absolutely loads coming up in today's video, so don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, Love Ints have released the Lush 4. If you haven't seen Love Ints's Lush range before, this is probably their most iconic toy. People from around the world know what this toy is just by looking at it. Webcam models use them, content creators, and people at home. And the Lush 3 was my first toy from Love Ints. So I think it's quite fitting that I'm going to be showing you the Lush 4 and showing you all the new features. This is probably the toy that put them on the map. So you might be wondering what's coming up in today's video. Well, first I'm going to give you an unboxing. I'm also going to be showing you how to use the Lush 4, and I'm going to tell you some more about it. Then I'm going to be giving you a side-by-side comparison between the Lush 3 and the Lush 4. And if all that wasn't enough, I'm going to give you a how-to guide on how to connect it to your phone. And I'm also going to be giving it a review at the end. So like I said, there is absolutely loads coming up in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let you get into the unboxing video.
Okay guys, like all my videos, I do like to show the outside packaging to show it's discreet. As you can see, there is one shipping label and that's got my details on it. There's no mention of Love Ints on the outside packaging. Remember, there is two toys in this bag and I am only going to show you the one today. So make sure to hit that subscribe button and notification bell for that video. With our bag open, let's slide out the toy and show you what's inside. Normally when you buy a toy from Love Ints, you only get the one box and this is the one it comes in. This is where your shipping label would be if you only had the one. Again, this is a plain box with no mention of Love Ints on it. You'll notice when you open the box that the Love Ints Lush 4 is in its new packaging, and we've seen that in our Love Ints Gush 2 review. So let's flip over our Love Ints Lush 4 and show you what it looks like. As you can see, the new branding of the boxes makes it look so much better than the old ones. On the front of the box is a QR code. We can scan this and download the Love Ints remote app. If we flip the box over, we can see a little bit more information about the toy. It's written in 6 different languages, and they're in English, Spanish, French, German, Chinese, and Russian. Don't worry, I will cover what it says later in the video. What we want to do now is open it up and show you what's inside. So let's get the cellophane off and take a first look at the Love Ints Lush 4. With the new box designs, you slide the toy out of the bottom. And when you have slid the toy out, you've got a viewing window to see the toy itself. At the top of the box, there is a tab with a perforated edge, and once it's pulled, it will open the box. This can be found in the top right hand side. When you open the box up, the toy is held in place by a small piece of cardboard. Remove this and you can get full access to the toy. What we're going to do first is move the Lush 4 out the way so we can see what's underneath and what actually comes with the Lush 4. As you can see, in the small box we've got our USB charging cable, and it's the same magnetic charging cable that Love Ints use for most of their toys. You'll also find an instruction manual on how to use the Love Ints Lush 4. This is also written in 8 languages. This is only just a basic manual on how to use the Love Ints Lush 4. If you want more in-depth tutorials on how to use it, there is my playlist in the top right hand side of the screen. So let's move on and take a closer look at the Love Ints Lush 4. One of the first things you'll notice is the silver panel on the front of the toy. The overall size of the toy does remain unchanged. The overall size of the Love Ints Lush 4 remains fairly unchanged. However, the tail of the toy does seem a little bit thicker. The power button remains in the same location as the Lush 3, but when you turn it on this time, you do get a light underneath the silver panel. And each vibration level has its own colour. There are 3 vibration levels, low, medium and high. And when you click past these vibration levels, you reach the vibration patterns. There are 4 preset patterns saved on your Love Ints Lush 4. And each of these vibration patterns can be identified by the lights that flash on the screen. Another thing you'll notice on the Love Ints Lush 4 is that the charging port is now located at the back of the toy. There's also a little groove around it that holds the charging port in place. This will prevent it from being accidentally taken off charge if the cable's knocked. As you can see, it's still magnetic and it does feel like it's got a stronger grip. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you've been inspired to buy yourself a Love Ints Lush 4, there is a link in the description below or on my profile. As Love Ints have stopped providing toy storage bags, I have added a link in the description below for those as well.
The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to connect it to the Love Ints remote app and how to use it within the app.
The first thing you need to do is make sure your Bluetooth is switched on and your Lovence Lush 4 is switched on. You will also need a Lovence account. If you don't know how to make one of those, there's a video in the top right hand side of the screen. And most importantly, you will need to download the Lovence remote app. Once it has been downloaded, we're ready to open it. To pair your toy, you will need to click on the plus button in the top right hand side of the screen. This will bring up a small drop down and you'll need to select add toy. You'll then be able to select your toy from the list. As it isn't connected, we're going to scroll to the bottom and select it. Under available toys, it will say Lush or Lush 4. Once it has been selected, your toy will move up to the top of the list and it will start to connect. As it's the first time you've connected your toy, it can take a couple of seconds. Once it has been fully connected, chances are you'll need to update the firmware. Just click on the update button and the app and the toy will do the rest. This can take a few minutes, and the reason for that is to update any issues that Lovence may have had in the development stage. Once it has updated, your toy will switch off and you'll need to turn it back on again. Once you've done that, click on OK and you'll be taken to the list of toys again. Your toy is probably still saying connecting, this will change. And if it's the first time you're using a Lovence toy, don't worry, this doesn't take this long normally. It only takes this long when there's an update. Once it does say it's connected, you can now click on the settings button. The first thing at the top of the list is toy name. If you don't want it to be called the Lush 4, you can change it to whatever you like. Just remember to click on the save button. Next in our settings is program. This is where you'll find all the preset patterns that are saved on your Lovence Lush 4. You can delete these and add 10 of your own, or you can keep them and add 6 more. If you click on the pink plus add pattern button, you'll be able to add patterns that you've created yourself or downloaded. All you need to do is tap on the one that you want and click on save. Back to the main menu, and we're now going to click on toy strength. This lets you set the strength of the toy so you don't have to keep changing it. Once you find a strength you like, you can keep it saved and it won't go beyond that. This cap also stops people using it long distance from going beyond that. This is a slide bar that you tap and hold and slide along the screen. If we click on serial number, it just gives you that serial number. What it's used for, I don't know yet. By clicking on a toggle, enable or disable lights, it turns the lights on or off on your Lush 4. This will also save some battery life. If you want to go full on with the LEDs, you can also customize your own colors. There are 9 multicolored patterns you can pick from, or you can scroll down to the bottom and choose one of the single colors. In the top middle of the screen, it does display which color palettes you've picked. And if you look at the LED panel on your Lush 4, it will also display the same colors. Only another couple of options to show you, so let's go back to the settings page, and this time we're going to click on continue if disconnected. So if your toy disconnects, it can be a mood killer. So what Lovence have done is added a timer. This gives you time to connect your toy again and continue to play. All you need to do is tap and hold it and slide it along the screen. When the toy reconnects, you can also choose whether it stays at the same level. At the bottom, you can see whether you've got any firmware updates, and you can also delete your toy. Once you've finished setting up your toy, all you need to do now is go and play with it. The simplest way of doing that is going back to the homepage and now clicking on remote. This will put a timeline on the screen, and as you move the pink dot up and down the screen, it will also make your toy react. On the right hand side, you can click on the loop button, which will repeat any pattern you make. Tap and hold the pink ball, move it up and down, and once you let it go, it will continue making that pattern. Move it again and it will reset and start recording a pattern again. Below the loop button on the right hand side is the float button. This one just simply makes the pink ball stay in the same position. And when moved up and down, it will stay in the same place. But more importantly, the same vibration level. Next up on the right hand side is traditional. This one is just a simple bar that runs up and down the screen. This is how you use the Lovence remote app at the very beginning. To go back to the previous way of controlling your toy, all you need to do is click on slide in the right hand side. The final button on the right hand side of the screen is local sync. This option you don't really use with the Lovence Lush 4, but it can be used to connect to another toy and make your one vibrate. Think of it as the other toy is controlling yours. If you had a toy like the Mission 2, you could use it to control other people's. One makes the other react and vice versa. If one person has one of the sync toys, it will only control yours. You can't control theirs. If you want your Lovence Lush 4 controlled via the long distance feature, then check out out the video in the top right hand side of the screen. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Lovin's Lush 4, please do use the link in the description below or in my profile. And if you want to get your hands on some toy storage bags, there is also a link in the description below.
So there you have it, guys. That's what you get when you buy the Lovin's Lush 4 and how to connect and use it within the Lovin's remote app. The next thing I'm going to be telling you is a little bit more information about the Lovin's Lush 4. And mainly this is going to be all the key features that have been upgraded in the Lovin's Lush 4. The overall size of the Lovin's Lush 4 compared to the Lovin's Lush 3 is about the same. The only real difference is this towel is slightly thicker. We also have the multicoloured screen display on the front. The charging port has been moved from the front to the back. And Lovin's have made some massive improvements on how long the battery lasts and how long it takes to charge it. And if all that wasn't enough, they've also improved the Bluetooth connectivity. So it should mean that you have less outages. So what I'm going to do now is give you a side-by-side comparison between the Lush 3 and Lush 4. So I'm going to bring up a graphic on screen to show you those differences. As I said earlier, the Lovin's Lush 3 has one single red flashing light. The Lush 4 has multiple colours, and I think there's 9 in all. And you can also have one colour that moves across all patterns and vibrations. Both the Lush 3 and Lush 4 weigh 75 grams. They also both have an IPX rating of 7. And they both also vibrate at 7,000 RPM. So no real change with the size and the vibration levels. Where you'll really start seeing the difference is with the noise levels. The Lush 3 ranges from 38 to 41. Decibels. The new Lush 4 ranges between 36 and 42. So on the Lush 4 it's ever so slightly louder on the highest setting, which you think that's not very good, but when you actually listen to it on the lowest setting, it's almost silent. And I will show you that in a minute. The Lush 3 takes 77 minutes to charge and the Lush 4 takes 50 minutes. So when your battery does finally run out, it takes less time to charge and you can get back to the fun a lot sooner. When it comes to continuous use time, the Lush 3 lasts for 220 minutes. The Lush 4 now lasts 350 minutes, which is nearly 5 hours. On the highest vibration setting, the Lush 3 lasts 120 minutes. The Lush 4 has a slight edge on that at 122 minutes. And as I said, this is the toy vibrating continuously for 122 minutes. If you use using it for like 20 minutes a day, turning it off of a night time or when you're not using it, this won't need charging for weeks. What I'm going to do now is give you a side-by-side comparison on how loud the Lush 3 and Lush 4 are together.
With our Lovin's Lush 3 on the left hand side and the Lovin's Lush 4 on the right, you can see the towel on the Lush 4 is thicker because it doesn't move as much. The next thing we're going to compare is how loud the Lovin's Lush 4 is compared to the Lovin's Lush 3. Obviously, there is no science behind this whatsoever. For those who can't see this, I've laid down a towel. I've got my Lovin's Lush 3 and 4 sat next to each other. And in between the two, I have a phone recording the sound. So the idea behind this is I'm going to put on the Lush 4 and then I'm going to turn on the Lush 3 with the same setting. You'll then get an idea of how much quieter the Lovin's Lush 4 is. And the reason for the towel is so that either toy doesn't bang against the hard surface. So let's start off by turning on the Lush 4 and putting it on to its lowest setting. Now let's turn on the Lush 3. Next is the Lush 4 on medium, with the Lush 3, now on the highest setting, and both on high.
Okay guys, moving on to review time, and it's important to remember this is not for your bum. If you do put it in there, make sure to hang on to it with dear life, as you won't want a trip to the emergency room for them to take it out. But on that note, I did buy the Lush 3 when I started webcamming, and I may have put this one up my bum once or twice. Now ladies, I can't tell you what it's going to feel like when you use it, but if you did like the Lush 3, then you're definitely going to like the Lush 4. As I said, the battery life is so much better with this one, and it takes way less time to charge it. But I think the key change is that it's so much quieter on the lowest setting. The little video that I showed you doesn't do it any justice. It is really quiet. The Lush 4 is also compatible for webcam models. It's every platform that the Lush 3 worked on or any other Love Inch toy works on, the Lush 4 also works on it. It'll be quieter when you're using it on cam, making content, or you're just walking around the streets. And before anyone asks, yes, it can still be used for long distance play. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Love Inch Lush 4, there is a link in the description below or on my profile. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Love Inch profits should you buy something. And if you've got any questions, feel free to come and drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. There are more videos coming in the not too distant future. So make sure to smash that like and subscribe button and notification bell for when they're released. Until next time, peace out.